I'm a big believer in natural consequences.
This is Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth.
That's kind of like a teaching tool, if you will. Mm-hmm. So story time. For an example here, I went for a walk with my wife. We do a lot of walking, and we're going by a lake, and we happened to notice a goose sitting next to like the canal there, and he's just kind of sitting there. And there were two little boys picking on the goose.
Ooh.
They're like poking and tossing things at it. And there was an older couple walking by too. And I think the old guy and I both noticed this at the same time. And we both took one step toward the boys. Like, you know, I should probably go tell them to stop messing with the goose. And then we looked at each other. And we both took a step back and continued walking with our wives. Mm. Because I'm thinking, you know, the goose probably won't hurt the boys.
Yeah.
And they probably won't hurt the goose. But the goose is going to scare the spit out of him and not do this in future. You don't mess with the cobra chickens. They are terrifying when they're mad. And I don't know what happened. I kind of wish I'd stuck around to just see the realization. Oh, that bird can get really, really, really mad.
I could just imagine what the wingspan, you know, realization would happen.
Whoosh.
Yeah.
Sometimes the natural consequences are if no one's going to get hurt, it's nice to let it happen.
Yes.
And I think sometimes God does that to us. Like, oh, look what he's doing. Oh, he's going to regret that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to learn from it and grow from it, too.
Yes.
Here's Revolutionary from Josh Wilson, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.